Death is a second away. People die every 5 minutes from a fentanyl overdose in America. There's 200 a day. It's a plane crash every day that's happening, and we're not doing anything about it, right? And so that's why we're here. The old way is out. The game's changed. The drug's changed. Intervention has changed. And treatment's got to change.
This episode of Die Sober discusses sensitive topics that may be triggering to some viewers. If you are experiencing an emergency and need help, please call 911 or contact the National Suicide Hotline at 988.
For non-emergency assistance, please use us as a resource. Visit us at thefirmaddictionconsulting.com or for more information, call us 615-210-6703. Welcome back, everybody, to the Die Sober podcast. Today, we are going to do some myth busting with my man, Zach Livingston.
Yes, sir.
The first myth I want to bust today is rock bottom. An addict's got to reach rock bottom before you can get them interested in help. Yeah. True or false?
False.
Why?
Like, you can see my face as soon as you bring it up. I'm just like, this thing again. Because we hear it all the time. Why is it false?
I get it a lot on social media. I have social media warriors tell me all the time that we are useless until someone hits rock bottom.
Yeah.
And I just don't have the time or the energy to respond to them all.
Right. There's so a ton.
So I want to hit it here hard.
Yeah.
We, as opposed to letting someone hit rock bottom and that's death.
Yeah. That's where the term comes from.
Rock bottom death. Especially with today's incidents of accidental overdose with fentanyl. Mm-hmm. Right. It's my truth is that we can raise rock bottom to meet their feet as opposed to let them continue to fall.
Yeah.
Agreed. Right. So for families, if you believe in this rock bottom myth, please stay on with us. And if you happen to be struggling with substance abuse, thinking that you've got to hit rock bottom before you might find some willingness, stay on with us. Mm-hmm. I want to talk to you guys too. Rock bottom.
Yeah.
What did it look like for you?
For me, it looked pretty rocky. You know what I'm saying? For me, it didn't look so good, but like, you don't have to go that deep. For me, here's what it looked like. It looks like a lot of jail. It looks like violent crime. It looks like, you know, weird habits at KFC to make sure I'm fed. I think we've talked about that before.
We know you like KFC remnants.
I do. It looks like not being able to keep a job, not being able to keep any kind of relationship. Nobody even really wanting a relationship with me to begin with.
Right.
No financial stability, no peace, serenity, nothing. Rock bottom for me, and a lot of overdoses. I don't know how many times I died legally, mm-hmm. you know, getting defibbed back to life and stuff like that, which... Side note, sucks. Have you ever been defibbed?
Never.
It sucks, man. It messes up your chest hair for like 6 months. So you get like...
I didn't know you had chest hair.
Well, it's blonde, you know, but it's there. But then like it'll grow back just like all weird and scraggly for like 6 months, dude. It like shocks them away. It's not a good look. But that for me, like neither is rock bottom. And like that's what it looks like for me, man. And I think the whole, well, you got to reach rock bottom before you can do something different. I think that's a statement just based in ignorance. And just, I think it's just, for lack of a better word, it's just dumb, dude.
Yeah, rock bottom for me was realizing that I had squandered I'd squandered every opportunity put in front of me for a better life until I'd lost my freedom and the even idea for freedom for a big block of time.
Yeah.
That was when I said, oh gosh, I need to do something different, right? Mm-hmm. But only at that point. Now, had the opportunity to use or my parents and family and friends, had they been able to confront me and cut off my means to continue to use?
Yeah.
That would have been rock bottom for me, right? I continued to sink because my family didn't know how to properly love me with authority.
Yeah.
Right?
Here's how I know rock bottom can be manipulated by loved ones. I know it can't. This is the best.
You mean manipulated positively?
Yeah, positively, like raised up.
Influenced.
Yeah, okay. You can influence it up, right? The best definition I ever heard for rock bottom is when the addict's circumstances are getting worse exponentially quicker than they could lower their standards. Now they're in that place of like that just moral kind of bankruptcy where you just feel like just empty, right? That can be maneuvered by family. Mm-hmm. Right? Like we can raise that up to meet them every time.
I've seen it happen too many times where families want to say, hey, we just want to make sure that we've like, this is our last chance, last ditch effort. Mm-hmm. We just want to make sure that we give our loved one final opportunity. Like we'll have a unified front. Basically they want to clear their conscience. Right. And we get to go in there and more than 9 times out of 10, we get a different result.
Correct.
We get into recovery.
Correct.
And it could be, part of that success rate could be that the family is so over the top, ready to roll and get into solution that they give it their all. Because you know, it takes a unified front. It takes everybody pulling weight.
Well, when you're making comments like this is our last ditch effort, like that's going to get everything thrown at it.
Right.
Right. If it's really the last ditch effort, every person on that team is coming to actually play for real.
And I've seen over my, I have exclusively done this work for more than 10 years now. I've seen the squalor near death of addiction in so many different like snapshot portraits.
I see them racing through my head right now.
It's a nonstop loop,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I've seen those same individuals get healthy. Mm-hmm. Not always linear, but I've seen them get healthy. I've seen people go from rooms this size with literally thousands of used rigs on the floor on every surface.
Yep.
To reclaiming their lives, getting their kids back, having wonderful jobs with stability, relationships back, full restoration of life, mm-hmm. beyond their wildest dreams. I've seen it happen too many times to not believe that it can't be true for everyone.
It's because it is true for everyone.
Right? And the true definition of rock bottom is death. Let's be clear about that.
Yeah.
I think the old conversations that people in behavioral health and treatment used to have is, well, you got to let them hit rock bottom and then they'll be willing. I think that's horseshit.
And I think it's I think what's really going on with that too is nobody can convince me you're not gambling with human life at that point.
Right.
To me, that's a gamble. And when we're talking about human life, it's the stakes are too high. I'm not going to play that game.
We have one tomorrow with a family who has consistently underswung at their child's addiction problem. And tomorrow is the day where we say, hey,
yeah,
we can help you, but only if you're willing to put the following boundaries in place. If you can't do that, then you guys are gambling with your child's life, right?
Correct.
And it's only fair to use language that direct.
Because it's accurate, mm-hmm. you know? And at the same time too, I mean, we understand both sides of the ball. We've both lived on both sides of the ball. And when it comes to families, like we've been on both sides of that too.
Right.
Right? Like you're a dad, I'm a dad, we're sons. Right. In our family, like we've been through it. It really is like, I don't know many parents. I don't really don't know any parents who, if you ask them such a direct question like that, they're going to be like, no, I'll gamble.
Right.
I just haven't met that guy yet.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember when we were up near Boston and, we had a sweet, super sweet set of parents of an adult child. The adult child was living on their property.
Mm-hmm.
And we're preparing for the intervention. And the dad really wanted to give the kid $100 more a day before the intervention just to keep him happy.
Yeah. And he was buying bags of fentanyl for $2 a bag.
Right. And so you remember what I did? I, I took out.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was art is what it was.
And I had that idea that day. That wasn't a trick.
No, I'd call that an intuitive thought, man. Like that was placed on you and it was at the perfect time.
So I took an equal bag, right? Which is 1 gram of powder. I spread it out on the table and I said, hey, this is, you know, I put about a 10th of a gram away from the rest of the bag. And I said, hey, this is enough to kill your kid. Are you sure you really want to give him $100 tomorrow? And mom and dad looked at each other and they looked back at me and they said, okay, we get it. Right. That to me is sometimes how, like, we just have to illustrate, you know?
Yeah, we do.
The fact that it's never too late until your child's dead, mm-hmm. you know? And that young man doing awesome right now. He's gone through his process, kicking and screaming, but he went through it happy and healthy.
Yeah. I mean, for me, the takeaway is always like, if they're still breathing, there's still a shot. Mm-hmm. There really is.
And the squalor that young man was living in.
I
remember walking his mom and dad through the room saying, there was dirty scales sitting there. And mom said, oh, that's for his, that's for his jewelry business. And I said, really? Because that looks and smells like cocaine.
Yeah.
And then I remember asking, hey guys, have you ever smelled crack cocaine? What it smells like afterwards? And they said, no. And I said, well, just take a sniff of your son's room. And I remember inviting him back into his bedroom, right? Which was a pile of pillows on a floor. I'm saying, did you guys know he was living like this? And both of them said, no, they'd been too scared to look.
Yeah.
You know? And again, it's never too late, you know? And they were on of the thinking like, hey, we just want to make sure we've done everything we possibly can. Mm-hmm. That's why we were there.
We've seen some wild ones, man. Like we really have. Like we've seen some low bottom people who have since turned it around, found recovery, and now live a completely different life. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could think of a couple instances with, I can't say it because of HIPAA, but there's been a couple incidents with some government bureaus that we've done some consulting with and things like that, that I've gone into their apartments and seen that kind of living where there's just, I'm talking a person over the course of 36 hours has, you know, 70, 80 empty beer cans and, you know, 3 or 4 empty fifths just littered all over the place. I mean, you know, kitchen pots and pans filled with urine because they're too drunk to get to the bathroom, right? Right? So on and so forth. Like just dirty, nasty, just
low down,
vile stuff, man.
Thugging.
Going in there and the person's just making their claim to me about how much that they want. They just want to die. Like, just leave me here to die. Go away. It's over for me. And it's never too late. Like, once again, like that person, it took a long time. It took about a 2-hour conversation. That wasn't so much of an intervention as it was. I mean, it was a form of intervention, but it was more along the lines of crisis management. But I remember I took that guy to detox and he's been sober since. And I remember that one really clearly too, because that was one where afterwards, just because of the way, you know, how much suicidal ideation that dude had. Like, I remember after I dropped him off, I broke down. I was crying like a toddler, man, in my truck. But he's still sober, doing great. It's not too late. It's never too late. Like, rock bottom looks different for different people, but rock bottom doesn't have to be hit the way that some people think it needs to be hit. It can look different.
Right. I I'm in the same seat going, we can manufacture willingness if we bring boundaries to life and consequences to life before the rock bottom, meaning the coffin.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, why can't we, there's no reason why we can't do our part to close all the doors that we can, except the one that leads to recovery.
Right. That's where we lead our families. Mm-hmm. That's how we get there before it's too late. And for guys and girls that are sitting there going, you know, it's too late for me. I've already lost my career. I've already lost my money. I've already lost my car. I've already lost my job. I've already lost this relationship that I can't replace. I've already lost my children. It's not too late. I've seen this work too many times for too many people over 10 years of seeing needles in haystacks go on to beautiful lives.
Oh yeah. I'm talking the hope to die type of people do a full 180. Mm-hmm. And so every time it happens too,
and become still unrecognizable from the first snapshot.
Yeah.
That we get.
That's happened a few times to me where I'll cross paths with somebody that I intervened on before. And, you know, I look pretty much the same as them. I mean, maybe like a couple extra tattoos, but like physically I look identical.
To be fair, you got a couple extra tattoos every week.
I mean, I haven't been tattooed in about 2 months, so I'm on a break.
Okay. You know? You're on hiatus.
I'm on a hiatus, but I've seen these dudes and I hate when it happens, 'cause I almost feel some type of way like about myself not recognizing them, but then they were so unrecognizable compared to where they were that I can't even tell it's the same person until they start talking to me. And I'm like, oh, I remember clear as day now.
Happened to me yesterday.
Yeah. And I literally will tell them, like, dude, I can't even recognize you. Like, you look different. You sound different. Like, your eyes are open. Like,
it's because they are different.
Yeah.
They're operating as a different human being.
Completely different.
Happened to me yesterday. A gentleman that I'd last seen a few years ago, like me, got a little more gray in his hair and in his beard, but fully bearded, put on probably 100 good pounds. He was really underweight when we worked with the family. Grabbed me yesterday at a fall festival.
No kidding.
And he used my name and he was warm. And I'm like, man, who, what? Oh
yeah,
dude, it's amazing to see you. Yeah. You know, we had this total bro moment, in a patch full of pumpkins and dude, was the highlight of my year. Every one of those. And we get a lot.
Yeah,
we do. But every moment we get like that where a family catches up, or we get to see somebody on social media that we've worked with and they're just crushing it, takes me back to rock bottom is a myth. If you're sitting at home, don't buy that shit. It's a myth.
Yeah, it's garbage. Absolute garbage.
It's never too late. No matter what you think you've lost or the damage you think you've done to yourself, to others, it's never too late until you stop breathing.
Correct.
Seen it work too many times.
It's impossible to convince me that it doesn't work based on just the insurmountable stack of evidence that we have on heaps and piles on top of each other that says this works, and it works very well.
Mm-hmm. And when you say this means intervention, mm-hmm. great treatment.
Yep.
Long-term working with the families.
Correct.
That is what this means. Mm-hmm. Bringing a unified front to an individual's addiction and attacking the addiction as opposed to betraying my loved one, right? Love you so much, I'm going to attack your addiction.
Yes.
Because right now your brain's hijacked. And today's the day. Your mental health, your emotional wellness, and your addiction, they're not your fault, but today they become your responsibility. Mm-hmm. That, to me, brings rock bottom to meet the addicted one's feet.
Yeah, I agree. I agree completely.
That's the takeaway from today. By bringing love and kindness with a little bit of consequence, with some boundaries, some common sense, that's what raises rock bottom to current day. That's what avoids the coffin.
Yeah.
And that's what I want you guys to know at home. No matter if you're a family of an addicted loved one, or you are addicted and you think you're too far gone, it's never too late. If you got a breath in you, it's never too late. If your son, your daughter, your wife, cousin, whoever has got a breath left in them, it's never too late. Rock bottom is complete bullshit. Thanks for listening today on the Die Sober podcast. See you guys next time.
See you.